Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there is the gorgeous and talented and handsome and thin Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's going on?
Nothing. It's Monday.
It is Monday, and we just had quite the episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Wow. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is the big one. No pun intended.
This is like a new show on HBO where they make you slog through like 10 episodes before someone's like, oh, but you have to watch to the end because it's really good.
Yeah, that's I agree. I want to see the uncut footage from this.
No pun intended.
Before we dive into it, no pun intended, hey. It's like Luann just doing cabaret jokes the whole episode. I want to give a triple shout out. Before we get in. First up on my triple shout out, I want to give a shout out to my friend Neil. I had actually given him a shout out about this a few months ago, but then there was a delay. But Neil, who is a friend of the pod, he has a podcast called Past Present, which I've talked about before. He and his fellow co-hosts on Past Present have just released on Spotify. I think it's coming to Apple like in like 2 months or something like that. I don't know. But a podcast called Welcome to Your Fantasy, which is all about Chippendales. You may have heard about it because it's gotten massive amounts of press, like Today's Show, all this stuff. So if you're not listening to Welcome to Your Fantasy, go listen because I've listened to the first two episodes and it's really good. And it's about Chippendales, which is so appropriate to this episode of Atlanta. I mean, it's just out of control. Second shout out is my really good friend Wole is in a new TV show that's premiering this week called Superman and Lois. So if you have the CW, go check that out and support his show. And third, my aunt writes, I love this. She writes Jane Austen fanfic under the name Lily Bernard. And she has a new book coming out. So if you like that, it's called A Romance to Remember. Just look up Lily Bernard on Amazon and you can actually buy my aunt's book. So there we go.
Whoa, nice.
A triple shout out to people who are near and dear to me, okay?
I love that you're giving your aunt a shout out the same episode we're about to talk about dicks for an hour.
Really, really big dicks.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's great. So congratulations to all you people and all your good news. My good news is now it's spring in Texas. Why? I don't know. Last week, everything was a disaster. And then suddenly it's like 60 degrees and everyone's in shorts. So, you know, what can I tell you? But I'm okay. Thanks to Ray Sani for filling in and for everybody still dealing with the after effects of that. You know, hugs go out to you. It is a living hell. And I hope you guys are okay.
Oh, I also just want to point out that if you hear some loud noise in this podcast, that's because there's a bulldozer next door that is pulling down a tree, which is very sad because it's a big, beautiful tree. So if you hear like lots of crashing noises and it sounds like the world is ending, it's just a bulldozer attacking a tree.
Well, this is going to be that kind of episode because I've still got my creaky chair because my chair is like on strike because I've gained so much weight. So I sound like I'm on a boat lost in the ocean the whole time. So you'll have my creaks and Ben's booms. Okay. And there you go. Welcome to Watch What Crappens.
It's perfect for the Bolo episode. All right. Are we ready to jump into this, into Bolo's big adventure?
Yes.
I hope you noticed that when the episode started, there was an absolutely massive ratings box on the screen. Did you see that where it said TV 14 DLSV?
What does DLSV mean? That's like a TV ratings Law and Order.
I know. Well, I think the V stands for violence. The L stands for language, I think. The D must stand for dick. And the S probably stands for someone. Like someone got that dick. That's what I'm going to guess.
Oh, gosh. So I was cracking up even at the previouslys where Marlo's going, you know, I just don't know. What is it about me and Kenya? I just don't know. And then it cuts to her being like, so are you going to talk about your fake butt, your bad skin?
What could it be? Why would she not like me? So we have Candy saying, "Welcome to the dungeon, ladies." And then the episode opens up with Kenya dressed as Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct, which for like a whole generation of viewers, they probably have no idea what the reference is because that movie is now 30 years old.
I know. But, it's like, Mommy, why are they watching I Love Lucy?
They're probably like, why are they dressed in white against this blue background? They're just very, very confused millennials.
Yeah, Kenya Moore putting the basic in Basic Instinct. So she starts off dressed like Sharon Stone. Well, she's not really. She's in a was Sharon. Yeah, she was in a white dress. Oh God! Now I'm going to start thinking about
of course
stupid Sharon Stone Basic Instinct. God, remember when we thought that movie was so amazing? And that was when like Verhoeven. What was his name? Paul Verhoeven. Everyone's like, oh my God, this guy is brilliant. And then his next movies were like Hidden Cameras in Foot Lockers. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's like made with $2. It's a hidden camera in a foot locker, but it's sexy.
What? You know, Lisa Timmons and I, a few years ago, we realized we had never seen Basic Instinct. So we rented it. And, I don't know what it was. We streamed it, whatever. So we turned it on. And we didn't realize that we had rented the uncut director's uncut version, which was really racy. It's like a close up of Michael Douglas going down on Sharon Stone or Sharon Stone's body double. And we're like, wow, movies in the 90s were so racy compared to now. Not realizing we were watching something that was like never in theaters. It was pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
Oh, Basic Instinct. So I'm thinking of Basic Instinct because I watched that Don't Fuck with Cats thing on Netflix. And the killer was obsessed with Basic Instinct. And he was, like, killing people and then doing lines from Basic Instinct. Like, when he was interviewed at the end, he was like, can I have a cigarette? Like, he was trying
to be Sharon Instinct. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
Oh.
To think that there's, by the way, a generation who not only doesn't really know about Basic Instinct, but probably doesn't even know about Sharon Stone is kind of upsetting.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sharon Stone's still around. I just saw her in that Ratched show on Netflix, and
she's around. But that's like, you know, it's like us growing up and being like, well, I know who Angie Dickinson is, but like, you know, to a generation, they're like, Angie Dickinson, you know. So like we like know Sharon Stone. Like we remember that was it a Sprite commercial she was in on that train, like. We know Sharon, okay? We understand. Sharon's part of our, like, our cultural education.
Yeah, any kids listening to this right now, it's like listening to my dad say, come on, guys, Young Frankenstein. Now there's a film.
Yeah, exactly. So Kenya's sitting there, and she, like, lights up a cigarette. And then they're like, you can't smoke in here. She goes, what are you going to do? Arrest me for smoking? Like, she can't even do Sharon Stone, right?
She can't. And I know that everybody had the same question. How has Kenya Moore not made it as an actress? Like, how? I just...
You have one line.
It's confounding. It's confounding. So she's like, what is the definition of a freako? Basically, a hoe who will be a freak for anyone. Ha ha. Ha ha. And the producer's like, have you ever engaged in any freako activity? And she's like, wouldn't you like to know, Mr. Producer? There is not enough sage or holy water in the world to erase what went down in this house.
Imagine if this wasn't a Basic Instinct parody. If they just decided they wanted to shoot all the interviews with like a just against a blue background and white dresses, just a different going in a different direction for Bravo. It just happens to be Basic Instinct.
Someone screwed the stripper. It was not me, but I am going to find out who did. Wow. That was sad.
That was.
But the Golden Globes will probably still nominate it for Best Actor.
They will. Also, by the way, has nothing to do with the plot of Basic Instinct, right? Like, that was not... In Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone is like the is the is the suspect. Like, she's not the investigator. So this has literally actually nothing to do.
Well, I'm guessing that Kenya just didn't want to dress up like Michael Douglas.
Maybe they could have reenacted that club scene. Maybe they should have gone for like the usual suspects, and then like at the end, like, you know, Portia just starts walking correctly or something. I don't know. Or Bolo.
And black turtlenecks.
Bolo's dick stops being crooked.
So then we go back to this house in South Carolina and the stripper box, the plexiglass box, which I love. Is this like a real thing for COVID? It just dawned on me. Is that a thing that strippers have to do, like dance in a box? Like you go to school now and then you have to be like in a little plexiglass box to do your work?
I don't know, but they treated Bolo like it was the opening scene of Jurassic Park, right? Like, remember that scene where they have like the velociraptor in a crate and they're like, let's put the crate through, and then the velociraptor like attacks the crate and they're like, no. That's how they are with Bolo. They just keep on like ogling him in this box. Like, he's gonna get out.
I just like that Bolo looks like a salad bar.
He definitely looks like he's a keepsake, you know, like, you know, people keep keepsakes in those boxes, you know, like, oh, this is the baseball that Daryl Strawberry hit into my face in 1987. So I put it in this glass box. Also, it strips.
Yeah, so he's wearing a Chanel half like trench, like latex. I mean, I don't know, but how could you get turned on by somebody wearing that? Come on.
Yeah, it was a bizarre fashion choice. I don't, you know, stripper fashion is always kind of peculiar, especially like when someone's trying to be really avant-garde. It was a look. Asymmetrical.
Well, it was very Housewives to try and like have Chanel everywhere on your outfit.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's a Housewives brand approved stripper. So, let's see here. He's in a box with a giant wiener. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they showed some of this. I was very scandalized watching it. And not scandalized like they shouldn't show this on TV, but scandalized like, oh my God, we had so much fun in Atlanta.
Yeah. I was so happy for these women, honestly. I was like genuinely happy for them. Yeah, you really could see a lot. It was interesting. It seemed like they would only blur out his dick when he was reaching for it. You know, but if he wasn't reaching for it, you saw like full dick outline. Like it was like a shelf that you install in IKEA, right? Like, I'm going to put some dishes on it next.
Yeah, it was like a floating shelf.
Yeah.
You're like, how is that thing staying up?
It looked like one of the steps in Carol Radswell's apartment. It was just like, wow, it's going to take me to the second floor.
Yeah. Ben and I went to Atlanta a couple of years ago now, I guess. And, when we were there, we were taken to Big
Swinging Richards.
Big Dicks. What was it called?
Big Dicks.
Swinging Richards.
Swinging Richards. Yeah.
And so, you know, we had our own night like this episode, but we have girl code. We did talk about it on a bonus episode. So if you want a really dirty bonus episode, go find that one.
It was
one,
great.
Wow.
It was a great time. Actually, but, we ran into Crappin's listeners at Swinging Richards too, which was great. And we took an illegal photo with them and off to the side.
Yeah. Okay. So Marlo, they're all in their outfits that Candy got them. They're like really terrible, like bad taped together outfits. They're dungeon outfits. Mm-hmm. And they're cracking up. And oh my God. And their outfit, they're all so hot in this cast.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kenya comes down in her completely not fake butt at all. I'm like, Kenya, come on now. Now, I don't even care if anybody has a fake butt, but that thing, that's like a traffic pileup.
I was like, is that a boombox in there? Like, I literally I'm hearing radio stations from Kenya's butt.
Okay. So a lot of this is just these ladies talking back and forth. So let's just follow through what I wrote down. This is a lot. We have to be quiet. I don't want Cynthia to hear. It's a surprise.
Yeah, and Candy is like, don't worry. She's totally clueless, which isn't anything new.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Portia gives us like an obligatory, you know, comment about how they've all been tested, and so they're all safe. They don't have to wear masks. And she's like, no, I can't tell if you're having a good time just by your eyeballs. I didn't see this. Ah! And she like does this whole thing with her mouth. She's saying how, like, if you just can only see the eyeballs, it's boring.
Yeah. So Cynthia FaceTimes Mike.
And by the way, they all then put on masks, but they're just like masquerade masks, just so everyone knows.
So Cynthia FaceTimes Mike, and she's like, oh, I'm just winding down for tonight, Jill. And Portia's like, oh my God, it just feels so weird all of a sudden to be naked and vulnerable in the common area. So they're all gathering in the kitchen, getting ready to surprise Portia.
Or Cynthia. Yeah, and
Cynthia.
Yeah, and Kenya is like, now I know you're not ready for all this Kenya the Stallion up in here, but I'm like, no, no, you're not Megan the Stallion, Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya trying to take on way more interesting people than her over and over in this episode.
So Candy like has gathered all the women, and she's saying how she's like the mistress of the evening, because Candy's now in full on, you know, character. She's in dungeon, bedtime Candy, whatever it's called, character. And she tells us all that Bolo has been tested and he's fine. I'm like, well, for coronavirus, but, you know, let's see what else is on that panel. And then...
Exactly. I'm going to need a full blood run up on this, okay?
Like, I just want to even know about his cholesterol. What is his cholesterol? What's his lipid panel? So so Cynthia's going to be coming down. I'm just concerned about Bolo's health. Okay, he is a young man with a future.
Bolo's out there with a blood pressure machine on his dick. doing the full rundown.
That's one of his costumes. He just wrapped himself in a giant blood pressure thing. Because he is a little small. He's beefy, but he's pint sized but beefy. So he would kind of fit in one of those like blood pressure armbands, you know.
Mm-hmm. So all the girls are hiding in the kitchen, and let's see. Candy's got a whip, and so she calls for Cynthia. She's like, Cynthia, get down here. So Cynthia comes down, and she's like, am I going to get a spanking? Or she's like, have a seat.
Yeah. And so Cynthia goes to have a seat. I'm like, did you notice, Cynthia, that there was a full-on sling hanging from the closet door when he came downstairs? She still doesn't really know what's going on. So, so all the girls walk in, and Cynthia's like, she's so confused. And Candy's like, what is your alter ego? And she's like, and Tanya just whips her. Like, whoosh. She's like, 50 Cent, 50 Cent.
Yeah, now they're just all crawling around the ground and stuff. like cats. They're like doing, they're doing like cats down there, which I watched, by the way.
Really? You finally watched it.
Kind of doing cats. Yeah. And, you know, Kenya's on the ground doing, I don't even know what Kenya's doing. The whole episode, I was like, what?
She says the move is called the chocolate souffle.
Oh my God. Well, keep the oven closed.
So Kenya's there, and her legs are like sort of open. She's on her back, and her legs are opening and closing. And Drew was like, well, if she did that for Mark, maybe he would be in the house. She'd be slitting it and he'd be licking it. I'm like, I know you're making a joke, but I don't approve. I'm not going to give Mark even that credit. I am not going to even be like, oh, well, if Kenny just gave it up more. No, fuck Mark. He's a douchebag.
Yeah, fuck Mark and fuck Ralph too, by the way, because she says she should join my side and just stay married. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, the difference is she's not taking his shit, well, at least for now, in this at time of filming, and you're still taking your husband's shit. So I'm not going to sit here and root for your terrible marriage. Okay, lady.
At least Kenya knows which city Mark is in. So,
yes.
So then we get to, now we are introduced to all the women's alter egos, which I think we got a taste of, like last week or 2 weeks ago, where Candy is, she's Mistress Angel, and Portia is Peach Juice. LaToya is Trini Gayal. Kenya is Chocolate. Drew is Lickety Split. Marlo is Diva. Shamia is Vagina Drip. Tanya is Dynasty. And Fallon's is stuck at home with her grandpa / husband.
Was Fallon there?
No, she was stuck at home with her husband.
Oh, okay.
Next door.
Wherever. I was going to say, wow. So they're all like grabbing their vaginas and stuff. as they announce. And Cynthia's like, hello, Dynasty, because Tanya's on her like, hi, my name is Dynasty.
Yeah.
And that's her sexy voice.
Yeah. So
instead of being like, hi, I'm Tanya, she's like, hi.
She's like a haunt. She's haunted.
I'm Dynasty.
I'm Dynasty, the wickedest ghost of all Hallows Eve. No, Tanya, it's being sexy, not spooky. Oh, ooh, I can't get out of character.
And Candy tells Cynthia she's acting very anti-ish.
Yeah. So Cynthia's like, I don't even know what's happening next. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't even know what's coming next. No pun included. Huh? No pun included.
So she's like, become 50 Cent right now. And Candy tells us that she's a teacher of sorts. Own who you are and have a good time. So she's like, now let me just say this. Kenya, your mask is upside down. She's like,
and they're all saying yes, Mistress to Candy. She's asking things. They're all like, yes, Mistress. And then we cut back to Bolo in his glass box, and it's just like more, just like it's actually almost like in, remember that movie Species, when Natasha Henstridge is like this girl who's an alien, and they keep her behind glass, and then finally she breaks through. There's a little bit of that going through this as well. Another reference that will go over the heads of
Species action.
Yeah, it'll go over the head of many millennials.
This reminds me of Gunsmoke.
This reminds me of the Great Train Robbery when they aimed that gun at the audience and everyone nearly fainted.
God, this is just like Little House on the Prairie. So Portia's like, we should have been doing this the whole weekend. We wouldn't have had any arguments. Bolo in the box. So Marlo is getting ready, and she's like, put on this wedding hat to remind him you're a whore tonight before you get married. And Candy has put, she's made sure all the costumes have little pockets in the vagine area, and there's remotes. And so Cynthia has to put one on so that Candy can control the vibration remote on her vag.
Yeah. So they give it to Cynthia, and so Cynthia's getting into this outfit. Cynthia does not look particularly comfortable or happy about this. I have to say, she looked a little ill at ease. I think that, like, I sense that she wasn't totally, I think being caught by surprise by having to then put on, like, you know, some, be very scantily clad in an outfit that she didn't choose on national television, she did not look like she was fully buying in at the outset. I think she gets there, but I think at this point she's just like, oh my God, and now I got to put this thing in my crotch. She's like, not happy.
Could you imagine if somebody came to me and was like, Ronnie, here's a jock strap and a vibrating butthole thing that I control. Happy birthday. We're going to shoot this on TV. I would lose my mind.
Yeah. And then she comes down the stairs with this thing in her crotch, and she's just sort of like, She did not come down with the grace of a supermodel. She came down with the grace of someone who, like, has just recently shat their pants and are just trying to hide it. Just did not seem like she was totally into this experience at this moment.
Yeah. Also, we have to give credit to whoever is running the Final Cut edit booth, because, wow, you guys had to do a lot of blurring out of nipples in this. It was so funny. And they had to do, like, moving, you know, where you're just, like, tracking the nipples through the whole episode. I mean, this was like a DreamWorks. This was like a DreamWorks produced episode.
It really was. You know what? It reminds me of the flight of the Natty Gant. No, just kidding. So,
This reminds me of The Entertainer with Charlie Chaplin.
This reminds me of that Buster Keaton movie where he's standing outside and the front of that barn falls over on right on top of him. But since he's standing in a certain place, he goes through the window.
You little rascals.
So anyway, so then Candy, of course, activates Cynthia's vibrator. And she's like, oh, you got to tell me before you do that.
So they all line up, yes, mistress, and walk outside to see Bolo in the salad bar. And they go to the balcony and see him. The biggest wiener of all time is there.
Yeah.
And Portia's face is just,
Her jaw is dropped.
She's like, what?
She follows him on Instagram already. So she's already well aware of his work. Apparently he's actually a pretty well-known stripper down there in the ATL. So like he already has a pretty big following. And then Marlo's like, yeah, it's Bolo with the fake Chanel on. You like fashion, but it's not authentic. Yeah.
And Marlo just doesn't get it. She's like, who would take something like that? That's crazy. And Cynthia's like, Bolo, got a big pee-pee. Penis. Pee-pee. How should I say this? And Portia's like, that's not real. Prove it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they invite him in. He comes in and Portia is, oh my God, this is just so all, everyone's talking at once, basically. Yeah. Everyone's so excited to see this guy. And Latoria's just like, can I sit on his face?
Yeah, she's really excited for it. By the way, I just want to say that we know it's not real Chanel, because if it was real Chanel, he would probably have like two little things dangling from each ball, one saying shut and the other saying no, just like dangling, or from his nips. So now we have Cynthia in the Basic Instinct chair, and the producer's like, did Bolo give you any special treatment? And she's like, I saw some things I'll never forget. Think it's best to leave that all behind in North Carolina. Like, you know, it was South Carolina. Whatever.
I've said enough, child. So Candy is handing out money because she got 4,000 wins, which is amazing. I mean, if anybody ever has a party for me, please say something like this. I have Bolo the stripper and 4,000
wins.
Because is there anything else you need to hear on your birthday?
Can we just like reenact this episode? Well, or at least parts of this episode at our next show we do in Atlanta, because that would be great. And I think, by the way, today is like the 1-year anniversary of our last live show, which is really sad. Wah, wah, wah. Or maybe it was yesterday. Wah, wah. But yeah.
Well, thank God for our giant arm length dicks, Ben.
I know. Thank God there's always
those to comfort us.
No, I think when we next go to Atlanta, we should have Bolo do a routine for us on stage, and Candy can give us 4,000 ones. That's also part of it.
We are too cheap for Bolo. We are too cheap, but we will take anybody who volunteers to do that shit for free, because you know Bolo's going to be like $5,000.
Well, yeah, that's too bad. I was gonna be like, no,
I need like an Old Navy stripper, okay? I don't need a Chanel stripper. I need like an Old Navy stripper with like a medium sized wiener. That's fine. Just work for like $5.
Maybe we can get ridiculous. Maybe now that Bolo is the new stripper du jour, now ridiculous needs to sort of like build up his audience again. So maybe we can get him on a discount.
You know, poor ridiculous was so upset watching this episode. So upset. Like, he's put in the work, and they're just going to pretend he never existed.
Ridiculous was kind of fun, though. You know, that I think his whole thing was that he had like a super long dong, and so that was his whole thing. But like, as an actual, like Bolo's hot. You know, like it's not just
Bolo's gorgeous. Yeah,
it's not just the dick, right? But Ridiculous was kind of
just the heart. It's not just the dick; it's his heart.
It's his commitment to the art. You know, like I didn't see Ridiculous doing any cartwheels. I didn't see that. Okay.
So let's see here. Candy's giving them all money, and Kenya's like, oh my God, this is a pandemic, Candy. This is like getting a PPP. So then Bolo comes in, and I feel kind of bad for at-home strippers, you know, because God, to at dance in like kitchen lighting, you know?
You make it sound like an at-home like nurse. No, but I agree. There was definitely like not atmospheric lighting, and you know that they probably couldn't, since they were filming it, they probably couldn't play any music. So we just sort of had to vibrate in like weird silence.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to this brightly lit fluorescent kitchen. Right behind you is where we store our Chex Mix. Now get sexy.
Yeah, and there's a baby upstairs. So
yeah.
So Marlo is like, well, shit, all these girls are going through problems at home right now. I mean, Kenya's going through a divorce. You know, Latoya's trying to decide if she wants to stay with her husband or go with Kenya. Portia's going through a temporary breakup at the moment. I mean, she looks like she's enjoying Bolo from the looks of it.
And then Cynthia goes to give money to Bolo, and she gives him $4.
They all have like probably about $600 or $800 worth, and she gives him $4. And she just puts it right on the table all daintily. Like, I remember it reminds me of the first time I tipped a go-go dancer. So when I was like you know, I came out of the closet when I was 30. And so I was sort of a latecomer. And so I went to like some club here in LA, and there was a go-go dancer, and I was with my friend Marcos, who's been on this show before. And I was like, I think I want to tip the go-go dancer. He's like, yeah, Ben, you should do it. I was like, okay. So like I had like a dollar, and like I went up to the go-go dancer and I just like gave him the dollar and then like walked away. And Marcos is like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? I gave him the dollar. He goes, no, no, for that dollar, you basically control him until he says you don't control him anymore. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you can touch him. I was like, I can. Yeah, it's like, you touch.
Oh, no, I don't do that either. I'm very polite.
Oh, no, I was like, really? So, like, I went up and I gave him another dollar. And then I just was, like, touching his chest and everything. I was like, I can't believe I can do this. This is crazy. I was like, this is amazing. So I was like Cynthia at one point where I was just like.
Yeah, I don't get nasty with strippers. I'm very polite. I'm very like, I turn into Auntie Ronnie with strippers. I'm like, everything okay? You know, here's a tenner. Hope you take an Uber home. Have you eaten properly? You know, are you hydrated? Is your refrigerator full? Tell me how I can.
Well, they're often very oiled up, I will say. So like after I did the touching, I was like, and then I like basically held my hand out like it was a dead fish until I got to the bathroom and could wash it off.
Well, yeah, I mean, and also people are rubbing dollars all over them. Do you know where dollars have been? Okay. Well, I mean, up cornholes, like literally up cornholes. Do you remember one time, were you with us the time where we were out and we took my friend Trisha with us and she got so upset? She's like, people were putting dollars up his butthole. This is so unfair to him. And she left like crying. Oh, I die.
Fun to objectify men sometimes. So anyway, yeah, Cynthia's like, I made a drizzle.
Yeah, she said she's just a budget conscious one in the group. She's like the Marshalls of stripper audiences.
Yeah. So then Bolo turns into Carrie Strug and is like doing flips and bounces and things like that. And can you believe there's a whole generation that doesn't even know who Carrie Strug is?
How many arms do you have? And then Shamia tells us, she gets an interview section, and she goes, when Kenya put money down Bolo's pants, all I could think of was, that money could have been spent on food for us the other day.
Yeah. That's true. Crab cakes first, strippers second, okay?
So then he starts jerking So then Bolo starts
doing this thing with his tongue. Yeah, he like grabs his dick. He's doing a thing with his tongue where he's like, and then he grabs his dick. I didn't know if he was jerking off or just like pulling it out to show or whatever. I guess you're right. He was jerking off.
You know, because you gotta keep it alive. You know, it can't just go to sleep. You gotta be like, come on, it's work time. Your break time's over, buddy.
Yeah. And the girls are you just see all their faces because they're like. And then they're just like quiet and just like looking like, just staring.
So then as quickly as it began, it's like, okay, Bolo's off now. So he starts to leave and Portia's like, no, come back.
So while Bolo basically goes into some random room and then they put Cynthia into the swing that's hanging from the closet door. And Portia's wasted at this point. She's like stumbling around. I mean, she fell on Bolo earlier. She's definitely drunk.
Yeah, and so Candy's like, here's how you use the sex swing. She starts like pounding her, and Cynthia's screaming. And Portia's like, oh my god, because Kenya falls to the ground and like starts spreading her legs and doing moves, and Portia's face Portia's like, I see her uterus, and she's horrified.
Yeah. And then Candy takes like a vibrator and just sticks it right on Cynthia's vag. But we see it going there, we don't actually like see it, but Portia describes what's happening. She goes, she's putting the thing on the thing, and the thing is reacting.
Bring back Boho!
And then, bring back Boho! Bring back Boho! I was like, I like to think that she was actually, you know, she actually wanted like Boho Chic to come back or something.
Yeah, that little restaurant.
Bring back open concept.
That little restaurant by the Arc Light. Oh, miss that place.
Oh, Boho. Yeah.
So she goes to knock on Boho's door, and she's like, the ladies want to know if you'll come back. And he's like, are they still filming? And she's like, I don't know, just come on. So Candy goes, she's like, ladies, put your mask back on because he's coming back out. And hopefully we can get the camera guys to turn those cameras off so we can have some fun. And they agree, which is crazy because, and you know, it's because they have cameras everywhere and there's audio going the whole night. So,
right. So the woman basically shoved the guys, the production out of the house, which is funny. They are ready. They are like, come on, go, 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 go. So they all get their mics off. The crew leaves. It's 12:45 in the morning. And now everyone starts like moving the cameras, you know, to aim away. They're basically doing a Ramona Singer in the Berkshires, you know, pulling cameras off, et cetera, covering them, et cetera. And then they're like, now the real bachelor party begins. Come on, P-Valley.
Yeah, someone says, yeah, this is some real P-Valley realness. And then they, it turns black and white because it's just the, you know, like, security camera footage or whatever. Yeah. It's very Clerks, you know. There's another movie reference for you guys.
Yeah, would have been Clerks would have been a lot better though if it involved Bolo rather than like two guys
Kevin
talking about
comic bones.
Kevin Smith and the guy, what's his face?
It's just like Clerks, but you know, Kevin Smith is a stripper.
Oh no. Imagine if Kevin Smith is your stripper. Imagine. So where's Bolo and his thing? They're all excited and they are drunk and they're having so much fun and they're sloppy and horny and Portia is like, she's like, someone's eating me out tonight. One of you bitches is eating me out tonight. She's like ready. She is ready.
Yeah. So then we can see through the blinds because these camera guys are giving us everything that they can, you know, so we see one from outside through the blinds, which is so shady because that means they turned one of the outside cameras around just so they can get it, you know, and you know, you see Portia and LaToya making out on the couch. You just see their heads making out.
Yeah, just, you know, really, this is an episode where we could have used Ralph's expertise. Like, we really needed some hidden cameras up in there, okay?
I know. That probably was Ralph's camera. They're like, hey, Ralph, can we just borrow some footage from you?
That's true.
He's been too easy about letting Drew go on vacation. He probably put cameras everywhere.
I know.
So now it's the next interview, and it's Drew's turn. And he's like, so what time did you go to bed? And she's like, I don't know, but I wasn't the last one, I'll tell you that. And I have no idea where Bolo slept, so stop asking. Mm-hmm.
So now it's day four, and Marlo is waking up in the bed in her quote-unquote dressing room, and Kenya's talking about, like, how last night was so crazy, and she's like, you know, chocolate is here to give you all the tea and shade. So at 1:18 a.m., the nanny brought Brooklyn up to the room, or upstairs or something like that, and maybe Kenya went to check on her, and so... when the cameras were down, everyone stayed downstairs and Kenya went upstairs to check on Brooklyn. And then we hear Bolo, because we're seeing footage also, again, this like through the Venetian blinds. And we hear Bolo saying something like, this is Bolo after dark. Not to be confused with Big Brother after dark, although slightly better production quality.
Yeah. Also, I have to mention that Marlo is in bed reading a book called Self-Meditation. And she's reading it to herself. Create a sexual emotional being. She's like, oh.
She probably was hoping it was called self-medication.
Yeah. And Bolo's like, I keep thinking that shit's gonna be on tour or some bullshit. It's like, what? That's in the footage.
Yeah,
I have no idea what Bolo's even talking about. I think Bolo's not supposed to talk, you know, because every time he talks, I'm like, what? What did Bolo just say? So Cynthia's like, oh, I can tell you this. It's real. Yeah. It's real.
Cynthia's whole thing was that she wasn't going to go upstairs until she actually got to see the dick and really verify how big it was. So now we see LaToya and Portia making out on that sofa. And Portia's like, well, I remember kissing a couple people or Was it just one? I don't know. So she's, you know, laughing at it, et cetera. And then Tanya's moving the cameras around. Oh, sexy Tanya moving the cameras. Ooh.
Ooh. And we hear Portia going, no, I'm a lesbian. And then we see Bolo doing something, and I have no idea what he was doing, because it's like the place your mind goes, you know? I mean, my mind isn't that dirty, because I was like, is he shuffling cards? What are they playing? Are they playing cards?
It was like watching, it was like a throwback to watching, you know, it's like watching Scrambled Cable, basically. You guys remember Scrambled Cable? But it was.
Cable! So Kenya is, she's like, and then every time I snuck back downstairs, there was more stuff going on. And then Drew's telling us, oh yeah, I found myself face down on a coffee table. I felt very free.
You can sort of see it. You can sort of see it. Yeah, and she's saying like, yeah, it was great. I felt very free. And it was interesting because throughout the rest of the episode, Drew keeps like planting seeds about like how wonderful this experience was, because you know that she's going to go back to Ralph and Ralph's going to be like, you went, you saw strippers. And she's going to be it was a liberating experience. I learned moves.
She actually was on Watch What Happens Live. I watched a little bit of it after this. I just kept letting it play. And she she said that he got kind of upset when he saw it, because she had described it to him, but for him to actually see it was different, you know, which he didn't really see that much. But he got really upset about it. He was in his feelings, but then she said, listen, you went to Tampa. And she kept saying over and over and Watch What Happens. She's like, yeah, but he went to Tampa. That's like her thing. And she kind of laughs about it like, ha ha ha. I mean, come on. I'm married to the guy who went to Tampa. So there's some interesting dynamic going on over there, but I guess he eventually got over it, according to her.
Yeah, I don't know how much he really got over it, but I like that she throws Tampa in his face, because that's what we all do. So so she's like face down on the coffee table with Bolo on top of her, and then and then they're like, okay, Tanya, you do it now. You Tanya. She's like, no. Ooh, I will get in real trouble. Ooh.
Yeah, she's like, I cannot go with Bolo. And Portia's like, yes, you can, girl. And then Tanya's like, yeah, I'll get in so much trouble. And then Bolo goes, group hug.
And he goes, hey, as long as I got a face, you always got somewhere to sit.
So then Kenya's telling us, and at 6 a.m. I was up and there was no one in the living room. And we see like shots of the night. There's like a half-eaten sandwich on the couch and just like a braid, like a lost braid torn off and on the floor.
Yeah. And basically, because we see at like 4:52 a.m., Bolo's going, oh my God. And then he walks off with at least one girl, right? We just see legs walking off. And so 6 a.m., yeah, you know, Kenya was downstairs and she heard noises and she heard moans and groans and voices from the hallway. And then we see Bolo leaving at 7 a.m. It's like, bloop, 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 bloop. He just bounces into a car and heads off.
Yeah, it's like detective music playing as he leaves. Mm-hmm. So then we go to Cynthia waking up and Drew comes in, you know, to say good morning and stuff. And she's like, why is your bra hanging from the TV? She's like, oh, I thought that was a swing. Sorry. She's very confused.
So they're
she starts talking about being in the living room and how everybody was just busting it wide open, and Drew's like, well, I came back, but I was there. And so they start comparing notes, basically. And Drew's like, well, I saw a lot of faces and booties. And Cynthia says, yeah, Portia was on the floor, and then Toya was on top of Portia, and then Tanny was on top of them, and then they had Shamia, like she was just waiting in the wings, like waiting in line.
Yeah, she's a swing, basically, no pun intended. So then Drew is saying that she thinks Ralph is going to be really happy because she's going to come back with all these tricks and moves. I'm like, okay, spin it however you want to spin it. Ralph will not be happy. He is a prick and he will be furious.
So Cynthia's like, so when did you go to bed? And Drew says, oh, well, it just seemed like it was getting to be a lot, so I went to bed. And Cynthia said, yeah, well, they taped the cameras over. And Drew's like, yeah, they better had. So are you going to tell Mike that you saw the thang thang? And Cynthia says, yeah, I'm going to tell Mike, but I'm going to tell him in person.
Yeah.
And then Latoria's in the kitchen and she's like, okay, well, we've set up a boat for you guys for the day. I love that Latoria's being the wife. She's like, oh, yeah, this is what I've done for this trip, everybody.
Exactly. She set up a boat that they're going to go on, but she's, you know, hungover, so she won't be going on it. And Tanya comes out and she's like, oh, this looks like a whorehouse. Ooh, a very sexy whorehouse. Like, Tanya, please, it's not Halloween.
So Marlo comes down and she's talking to Candy about being tired or whatever. And then Drew's like, Miss Lickety Split is here. Who's coming to the boat? And Shamia's not going. So a group are staying home because they partied too hard.
Yeah.
And Marlo's like, well, I have one complaint. I couldn't sleep in my bedroom because too much was going on in here. And then we cut to that poor, sad, half-eaten sandwich on the couch.
Yeah. So she's like, I had to sleep on the side of the bed in my dressing room. So, yeah, then Kenya comes in. She's like, I think I smell some Badoosie down here. Ah! And Candy's like, a lot of things happened throughout the night. There were a few people giving Bolo a lot of attention.
Yes, and so Kenya starts in. Here we go with Kenya. Of course, Kenya is this person, you know? So Drew's like, well, you're not smelling me. And Kenya goes, well, I heard you were doing the most. And she's like, it was a bachelorette party. Was there humping involved?
Yeah.
And Kenya's like, yeah. She goes, I think the only one smart enough to sit back and watch was the mistress in this group. Mm-hmm. So Portia comes in dressed like all fancy.
She's going like, to Riviera.
Yeah, they're like, where are you going? It's like, we're going on a boat, right? Like, it's a fishing boat.
They're like, we're going crabbing. We're not going on a yacht. She's like, oh.
Quick change. So Kenya's like, so what bed were you in last night? Because it was pretty loud in there. Candy's like, not me. And Shamia just goes, what bed?
Yeah. Candy's like, what happens in the dungeon stays in the dungeon, which is her sort of like polite warning to Kenya to shut up, you know? But Kenya does not, of course, take it or stop.
Yeah, girl code, girl code. Come on.
So they start.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, so they basically start heading out the door, and Marlo is also dressed fancy, and she's like, so what kind of boat is this? Like a luxury boat or something? And Candy's like, I think it's a fishing boat. A fishing boat?
But she doesn't change. She just goes anyway.
Yeah.
And she's also wearing something on her head that looks like those newborn babies with misshapen heads. You know, like Dorit Kemsley's baby had to wear one of those helmet things on her head made of foam. I don't know. It was a choice.
It was a choice.
So the producer's interviewing Kenya, and he's like, you like playing games, don't you? And she's like, sometimes. And then she does the slow leg uncross, and then the slow leg cross again.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny just because obviously nothing was shown. So like I thought it would have actually been funny if they had censored it out with like a peach or something, because I mean, isn't that what that's most famous for those of you who remember the movie?
Yeah, like an actual beaver comes out or something. I mean, something.
Or just like Mark Daly. But either way. So now Kenya's downstairs with Cynthia, and Cynthia's like, Rosé for the Jose's. Ha. Huh. And so they sit by the pool and they start talking, and they're of course talking about last night. And Cynthia starts saying how she's like, you know, she's like, you know, before I went upstairs, I, you know, the girls were all like, and yeah, I watched for 20 minutes before I left. I liked it.
She's like, what were you turned on? She's like, yeah, I enjoyed that girl on girl. Maybe too much. So Kenya's like, yeah, well, I sat there for a while, and I saw Toya on top of Portia grinding and kissing. And Tanya was on Toya, and they were kissing. And it just kept escalating. There were some boobs and some breasts and some bolo. And then his head would disappear. And she's like, what? Now that I didn't see.
Yeah. I also think this like stack of Real Housewives is kind of intriguing. It's like a, it reminds me of that old video game Burger Time where you had like the bun and like the, you have to like catch the patty and then the lettuce and tomato and the cheese. It's like, I feel like they're like midway through making their burger. They're like Portia, LaToya, Tanya burger.
So on the bus, Marlo is like, wow, I was really shocked. I mean, that was crazy. And I was shocked about chocolate. And Candy says, oh, you thought she would be boring? And are they talking about Tanya?
I think they're talking about Kenya. Cause
Kenya. Yeah. Because Kenya's chocolate souffle.
Yeah, because she stayed in her character. And Marlo's like, oh, she's not as boring as we thought. So yeah.
And she says, I was like, wash your hands. Just please wash your hands. So they're talking while Kenya and Cynthia are talking by the pool. So Kenya's like, well, Drew, I was totally shocked by Drew. And she's like, what was Drew doing? Well, what wasn't she doing? Was she dancing? If you call that dancing and this.
Wow.
She turned into Donald Duck.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Wait, how did Crocodile Dundee get into this?
What's Crocodile Dundee?
So Toya like joins him by the pool and she's, you know, she's got the whip and she's like, the real mistress is in town. She's risen from the dead. So Kenya starts interrogating LaToya and she's like, I want to know whose pussy got murdered in these sheets last night.
She's like, who are you kissing? And she says, I was not kissing anybody. And Kenya's like, I am going to play detective. I need permission, Your Honor, to treat this witness as a hostile witness. And she tells us, I don't care what LaToya did. I just want to know who babed the stripper. Yeah. So she goes, she says, there's evidence that Bolo left at 7 a.m. And LaToya's like, who's Bolo?
She's like, I didn't order any Bolos. So Marlo left the party first and then Cynthia was next. And then Portia starts saying how she doesn't really remember anything because she was wasted. Cause I guess they're talking about this on the way to the boat or whatever. And right. Portia's like,
I can't tell you where everyone else was, but I can tell you who I interacted with. And I interacted with everybody.
So Candy heard someone in the kitchen and it was Marlo, but Marlo couldn't see anything because it was too dark and it was 6. And Candy's like, okay, so that was you in the kitchen. So then back to Kenya. Kenya's like, how many drinks did you have, Toya? She's like, after 10, I lost count. So she's like, what's your proof that you did not stay up and sleep with Long Dick Bolo? And Toya's like, I was on Instagram. And we see Toya on Instagram Live just being like, love you guys. I got to sleep
with my bonnet. This is basically just like a very unique season of Serial. It's like blink, 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 blink. So I went to the house in South Carolina and I found that there was a phone booth 45 steps away and a Best Buy. So I drove to the Best Buy and I found Bolo working there. It was actually a pretty easy case. So I just asked him who he boned and the answer on the next episode of Serial. Spermial.
But you said he flipped you on the table.
Remember that lawyer?
Yeah.
Did you or did you not make a stack of housewives?
So the other girls get to the dock and Marlo's having trouble getting down in heels. But don't worry, she's brought feather slippers, you know.
Like, yeah.
Of course she did. So they start getting onto a boat. And they're all happy and they're chanting, girls trip, girls trip. So back with the other girls.
Marlo turns to the guy when they get to the boat. Marlo turns to the guy with the boat and she goes, where's the boat? And he goes, right here. She goes, no, the boat we're going to be going on. He's like, Sorry, this is it. It's a fishing boat. Oh.
So Tanya and Shamia join the other girls at the pool, and Kenya's like, how did you sleep? And she's like, oh, I'm good. It was so funny. Oh, Cynthia, you did such a good job. It was so fun. And Kenya's like, welcome to Bolo Court. Miss Shamia, where were you from 2 a.m. to 7 a.m.? And she's like, do I get a lawyer? What the fuck kind of court is this?
Lawyer? And Kenya's like, and then Shamia says that she got into bed at 4:30 a.m. And then Kenya says this thing. Maybe I misheard it or I just didn't understand it. She says, if you got a hoe friend, it makes people think you're a hoe. Sorry, but she's not.
What about that? Yeah.
She's saying that Shamia's not a hoe?
If you have a hoe brand, people think you are a hoe, but she's not? I don't know.
I didn't get it. I need to call the stenographer from Bolo Court to get some clarification.
You said you got a hoe brand and people think you're a hoe. Are you or are you not a hoe?
So she's like, okay, let's move on to Tanya. So how long would you say Mr. Long Bolo was present? And she's like, oh, I don't know that info. And Kenya tells us, yeah, Tanya pretends to be all prim and proper, but those are the freakiest. Trust me.
So, yeah, it's kind of suspect that Tanya really doesn't have a good answer at all. And she just sort of, she looks a little guilty. And I don't know if that's me projecting onto her just because the rumors are that it's Tanya and Portia in the threesome. So, like, you know, when you suspect someone's guilty, then you start seeing the guilt in everything that they do. But she didn't really seem the most innocent. So in the middle of this, then we go to commercial, and the very first commercial that pops up is a commercial for Mario Party for the Nintendo Switch. And I'm like, of course, in the middle of this episode, the supersized episode that features like actual penis, vibrators and vaginas, threesomes, talking about, you know, like licking pussies or whatever. Hey, Mario Party. seems perfect.
Someone on Facebook said that there was also like a birth control commercial or something on there, which I thought was really funny. It's like, okay, here's some, you know, here's a lot of fucking, and then here's some birth control so you don't have the kid. And then if you do, if that doesn't work and you do have the kid, here's some Mario Party to keep the kid busy while you're with the stripper.
Yeah, and the commercial was basically three women that were like, oh, I'm so glad that we chose to bubble together. Let's play Mario Party. I'm like, this is a very different social experience than what's happening on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Unless Mario comes in with like a dick out line. It's like, it's a me, Mario. Ah, yeah. You can sit on my face. Ah.
I heard that three women were playing with Mario all night.
Let's a ho.
Let's a go. Let's a ho. So was there any more kissing at the after party? So Candy is talking about the after party with other girls. And how crazy did it get? Candy's like, yeah, between 1 and 10, it got to 100. Where did Bolo sleep? And she's like, Bolo never tells.
Well, lady never tells. Then, she was doing her basic instinct thing. That was her basic instinct scene.
Oh, it was? I didn't get
it. Yeah.
I was wondering how come they were all in Basic Instinct, but Kenya was the only one really doing it.
Yeah, they were just, it was, I mean, the Basic Instinct analogy just didn't even make sense, because that's not, like, Basic Instinct is a sexual film, but that's where the relationship to this episode seems to end for me. I don't understand. There's no ice picks involved. There's no.
They should have just done movies from the 90s and gone with that. You know, like, we could have had a Howard the Duck segment.
Forrest Gump. Yeah. Life is like a box of bolos. You never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, never know what's gonna choke ya. So then let's see, soft guitar music is playing because now a guy is showing them how to fish. And Marlo's just standing there with a fishing pole and that thing on her head, like, I'm ready.
Yeah. And the guy's like, all right, keep your rod tip up. And I'm like, wow, this episode is really all about imagery, isn't it? So they're all just like, you know, fishing and everything. And Marlo's saying that she and Kenya were getting along, and they just realized they both we're hurt. And, you know, she's like, you know, I just realized, like, we're both hurt and I'm willing to let it go. But she just really doesn't like me, huh? I got something. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it's going to be the usual thing where someone pulls up like a little, you know, like a guppy, you know. Marlo pulls up an enormous shark, like an enormous shark. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course Marlo catches a shark.
Yes. And she's like, I need a sisterhood to get this in. And they're all like, cheering
hold my back.
For her.
Hold my back.
Yeah.
And it's not.
So they get this.
It's so big. It's so big. It's a big ass shark. I mean, by the way, the South Carolina
shark.
It's sharks,
like a little baby shark.
Baby shark. No, it is. But I'm saying that, like, it's not a great white. But for, like, a casual boating experience, that's a large ass shark. It's a large ass shark.
Yeah, and then they're so mean, you know, I'm sorry, but you don't just, it's this humongous hook that they've caught this shark with, and you see it in the shark's cheek or whatever when they pull the shark out, and the guy's like, oh, I'm just going to cut the line, so now the shark has to swim around with that thing in it? Jeez, yeah, you guys are dicks. Good. And they're like giving each other high fives, they're like, yeah, we did it!
And then the shark has to go to Bolo Court, they're like, who were you with at 3 p.m. today? I don't remember. I was drunk. Really? Because you got a hook in your mouth.
So they all had a really good bonding time fishing. So then we're back home and the ladies are returning. And Portia's like, I feel like a man coming home from work. I better smell some food. We're home.
Yeah.
And Tanya's like, oh my God, save us. Apparently we're in a court. Bolo Court.
And Candy's like, host, did y'all get us something to eat? She's like, I'm getting right to this now. So Kenya's like, I am hot on the trail of 6 a.m., a 6 a.m. porn obsession, but I am not going to have a repeat of Crab Cake Gate. So, but by the way, there's no indication that she actually feeds them after this, because it's like late afternoon or evening. So I don't know if they ever got their lunch, to be honest.
So Drew's calling Ralph and he's in the new house and he's like, this is the most stressful move ever. I had to find a new place to hide my cameras. You know, this is impossible. And now it's raining.
It's impossible to move off. I realized that Ralph talks like Frank Catania, but minus the lisp. So like where Frank would be like, Dolores, it's impossible to move like this. Ralph is just like, Dolores, it's impossible to move like this. So much to move in the house right now. It's so much. It's raining too. It's raining. He's almost like a really agitated Austin. He's somewhere between Austin and Frank Catania.
I don't pay him enough attention. I don't pay him that kind of attention. He pissed me off right away. So I was like, you better learn some respect, sir. I don't even care what your voice sounds like.
Also, like, you know, it's a way to make a move less stressful. Maybe involve your wife who could help out, you know? I don't know. Just thinking off the top of my head.
So LaToya is cooking. They got like crab boil kits or something. So she's in the kitchen trying to figure out how to cook, and she can't really. She's wearing like big oven mitts to just carry pans and stuff and dropping lids everywhere. So Marlo comes in to help her out. She's like, first of all, you need some more water. I caught a shark. Why does nobody believe me?
Of all the of all the annoying things that LaToya's done all season, this was like my number one. Just her like destruction of these ingredients. I mean, she's making a crab boil and she has not put water into the pot. Does she understand the concept of boiling? Marlo looks and is like, where's the water? Why is there water? And then they're like, you put the shrimp in already? It was just like, why?
My mother cooks for me. I don't know how to do this. Marlo's like, all right, well, you get the bad shrimp then.
Yeah, I'll have the shark. So Kenya and Candy are talking, and Candy is saying how she was up early this morning, and Kenya's like, why, did you hear something? And then Candy goes,
and Candy's like, Candy had a lot of Candy squeals in this one. And she's like, I sleep very heavy. What did you hear? And Kenny's like, well, I came to this fridge to get milk, and I heard things. And LaToya's like, what? Like moaning? At 6 a.m., okay, so you went to bed. Who else was left? And Candy's like, oh my God, you're trying to get a suspect list? Let these people live, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So Shamia joins. And so Candy is still talking about how she heard noises and everything. And Candy's like, well, how do you know it just wasn't a private dance? And Candy's like, well, it lasted 45 minutes. Candy's like, oh, so you sat outside the door for 45 minutes? Like, so you made your baby wait 45 minutes? Is that what happened, huh? Liar.
So Candy's like, between Portia and Candy's room, and then we see why we get that, why we got that, you know, layout of the plans of the house.
Geography mattered.
Because it pops up on screen. So she's like, okay, well, Candy's room, between Portia and Candy's room is this little room, and that's the room I heard it from. And that was a freak show. And I heard someone say, F this P harder, F it harder.
And Shamia goes, well, they could have just been watching porn. Kenya's like, yeah, the stripper with a 20-inch dick is just sitting in there watching porn. Yeah.
And I heard multiple voices. And it's like, Kenya not understanding that there can be multiple people in porn. So then Kenya tells us, well, I know Portia's voice, so I knew it was her. And Latoria says, you know, that's their business. And they're telling her, listen, that's girl code. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. And the producer asks Candy, so are you glad you went to bed? And she's like, well, I went to bed before the actual, well, I'm not going to admit what I heard, but I was in the room before what allegedly happened.
The room where it happened. So so now Marlo gets a Basic Instinct moment, which is very exciting for her. And it's like, where were you during the after party? She's minding my business. Have you ever heard of snitches get stitches? Have you ever heard of sharks get caught by powerful women? How about that one? You heard that one before?
Why don't you believe me? No one believes me. So Cynthia goes, she calls Marlo and she's like, I need you upstairs, please, because I need help with earrings. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I didn't really need help with earrings. I just wanted to talk.
Like, just wanted to show my 50
afraid her 50 phone
cents.
Is tapped?
I know. Yeah. So Marla's like, I need fashion help today. Look what I have on. And she just has like torn jeans and this like black top or whatever. And like a headband. So Cynthia's saying how she's been thinking about Marlo and Kenya, and she just wants them to get to a respectful place. And she goes, we cannot have another trip where the drama follows us back to Atlanta. I'm like, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Bolo.
Yeah. So Marlo's like, you know, I don't want to just like hang out with her, but we should just be cool. And so Cynthia's going to mediate a talk between Marlo and Kenya. And then we see Kenya being mean to Marlo. We get a clip of, you know, all these moments. You're the only woman I know with the square reader between your legs.
So so then they walk down the hallway and Marlo's like, wait, right now? So they walk in and Kenya's being distant in the room and everything. And Cynthia's like, you know, it's time for you guys to get to a respectful place. And Kenya just says that, you know, she's sick of all the ugliness, you know, and like it, she's like all, you know, she can deal with all the light shade about like her skin and her butt, which, by the way, I don't think she can deal with. And but she goes, but you attacked me on the deepest level. And you see like Marlo making fun of Kenya for her mom leaving her and for like, you know, and just like making fun of the baby. And there was like a flashback of a scene that I forgot where Marlo goes, oh, Kenya's over there, she's pregnant, I didn't even see Kenya. And then she does like a puke face, like, gross, look at her.
Yeah, she's pregnant, but yeah. And Kenya's like, can't you just be happy for me? You know how hard it was for me to get pregnant. And I don't even understand how we start over after all of that. And it's just quiet. And Marlo's like, well, when we weren't friends, I didn't care about your feelings, you know? And so when you said you were pregnant, I was like, oh, she's not pregnant. I mean, that was awful, but I wasn't in the place I'm in now. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm no Kenya fan, but you were being a dick to Kenya because of Nini. You know, and now Nini is gone, so you want to be nice to Kenya because you need someone else to kind of like anchor you on the show.
Yes, like, exactly.
Let's just call it what it is, Marlo. Okay. Yeah. So Kenya's like, well, then I owe you an apology too, because I gave you a bad room. So will you accept my apology? And Marlo's like, I appreciate the respect. And so now they're friends again.
Yeah, exactly. So and then we get a montage of 7 years ago when they were friends, which I forgot about. And I think that actually caused the big rift between Nini and Kenya back in the day, right? Because they were just sort of, they kind of coexisted, but it wasn't really bad. But I think that when Marlo became friends with Kenya, I think Nini, like, she shunned Marlo and got mad at Kenya about it. Wasn't that like a big fight that they had back in the day? It was like one of Nini's classic petty fights about something that barely makes sense.
Yes. Remember when Marlo showed up to the softball field and Nini yelled at her?
That's what I was thinking about. That was the whole thing. It was like, because she was playing on Kenya's team or something. I don't know. Nini's ridiculous. So now another Basic Instinct vignette. They're like, bring in Miss Williams. But she's not there. And like, Portia has pled the fifth.
Lights out.
They're really committed to this bit. So,
then Tanya and Shamia and Portia are talking, getting ready for dinner, and Portia is saging them. And Shamia's like, well, you need to sage out there too, because it's not pretty out there. I mean, first of all, Tanya, tell Portia what happened at the pool. So she's like, Kenya was all about wearing a judge voice. And I said, get out of this house or you will die.
Yeah, they're talking about Bolo Court and saying that Kenya was talking about a threesome, and Portia's like,
down there, what, huh?
And Tanya's like very quiet. Like, there's definitely a vibe here of like guilt, but at the same time, it's kind of like, what do they have? Portia, at the very least, Portia has nothing to feel guilty about if she partook in Bolo. She is a single woman; she's allowed to. I don't know what the deal is with Tanya or her husband or whatever, but definitely there was definitely a vibe of they seemed ill at ease about all of this stuff that was happening.
Yeah, Portia seemed to be okay. She was just mad at Kenya, because basically Portia was telling Tanya, oh, don't worry, you're not going to get in trouble. You know, she's kind of egging Tanya on. And I think all the girls were like, okay, we sent the cameras home and we all had kind of an agreement. Like a silent agreement, maybe, but an agreement that this was just going to stay between us, you know? So, of course, Kenya's the one down there blowing everything up. Yeah. So, Portia's like, well, what is she even implying? And Shamia's like, well, she's basically implying that you guys fucked the stripper. I mean, what do you want me to say? So then Kenya in the kitchen is talking. Oh, no, Kenya's still talking to Marlo. And she's like, well, you know, here's the funny thing. Me and you are the only two who are, like, eligible to participate with Bolo, you know? And I saw twerking. And Marlo's like, well, I went down at 6, you know? I didn't see anything, but I heard stuff. And she's like, oh, my God, you heard it, too? Yes! And I was like, oh, God, this is the worst possible time for these two to
talk. I know, that's what I was thinking. I was kind of like, the part of me that likes Schadenfreude kind of was happy. I was like, oh God, the two most evil people have come together and are compiling their, like, are creating their story. I was like, this is terrible for the other girls. So so now Portia's saying that, like, Kenya's making up stuff, and Tanya's like, she's making disparaging comments about you and me involving a stripper. Ooh, a curse on her head. Ooh.
She's so disgusting. She wants us to be fired up. Well, she's tired, and I'm not going to bother with her and her lies.
But she is so mad, you know?
Yeah.
So,
understandably, because in her mind, she's like, why can't we just have fun without you trying to turn it into a thing and trying to use it against us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's Kenya. Because she is Kenya.
That's what she's doing.
You have no friends, Kenya.
She's making a TV show. So, then we hear Marlo saying, well, maybe someone was having a wet dream in there. Maybe it was a wet dream. So Tanya goes up to LaToya and is like, so LaToya, I heard that Kenya's going around saying things. And LaToya's like, yeah, Kenya's doing an investigation. And, Portia's like, you know, I was going to talk about tonight about how much fun we've been having. But now I gotta, like, why do I have to wake up and answer for it now because of Kenya? Like, that's bullshit. Like, hey, LaToya, how do you feel about your friendship with her? And basically now LaToya's like, oh, yeah, now I understand the issue with Kenya because, you know, she's making her fun night into a problem. So LaToya's pretending like she's going to turn against Kenya, but She's not going to. I've seen enough Survivor to know the fake out. Okay, when someone acts like they're going to vote out the person that they should vote out and then they don't. I see the fake out.
Yeah, but Portia's kind of falling for it. She's like, well, maybe that girl does have a backbone.
A baby back.
So back with Marlo and Kenya, Marlo's like, okay, now that we've made up, can I hold Brooklyn? And she's like, there's levels, Marlo. So then everyone starts gathering outside to eat dinner. And the music is dramatic. And Portia is so mad. And she's like,
I'm not going to eat. I'm not hungry. That food might be poisoned.
So then Marlo and Candy walk in together. And everyone's like, oh, shit. You know? They're like, yay. Oh, no. God.
Candy's like, Candy and Marlo together? And then Drew goes, all I can say is prayer works. Jesus is real.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, do you guys want to sit next to each other now? And they're both like, no, we don't need to go that far. So Portia is mad. She's like, oh, look who has an ally in the house now after alienating everybody else. Kenya. It's always Kenya.
And then they're like going to say grace. And Portia's like, I don't have a prayer in me. And it goes, to be continued. And then it fades out. And it goes, you just hear it go, Jesus, take me to a higher ground.
Definitely the best episode of Atlanta this season.
And you know what? It was so fun. Like, I actually felt like I was really happy for all the women because they just looked like they were having the best night ever. They were drunk. They were just like being free and having fun and freaky. And why not? You know, everyone deserves a night like that. So, God, it was sometimes, you know, it just goes to show that you can have a really fun episode without like a huge, you know, meltdown fight. I mean, I love a meltdown fight, but sometimes when you watch people having like a huge amount of like true unbridled fun, it's kind of contagious, you know?
Yeah, I was cracking up watching this and cheering and hiding my face and like looking around the room to see if anybody could see me, you know?
And I apologize for saying the word contagious in the context of Bolo. I'm sure it's very triggering for many people who have experienced the Bolo show. But either way, super fun. Can't wait to see what happens next week. We are back tomorrow to talk about, Below Deck reunion tomorrow. That should be interesting. And we got a full week. We got Dallas after that. Brandi Redmond has left Dallas. She's quit. And so I'm sure we'll be discussing that probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, I should say. And until then, everyone stay safe. You know, hope everyone gets a little taste of Bolo tonight.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.